Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Hammer and Nigel.
Do you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
The clock is ticking. We are getting closer and closer to officially kicking off the weekend with Beer Sample Friday. Yeah. That is coming up in just a little bit. My name is Jason Hammer. Big Nige is out today. Guy Relford is in. It was a big day yesterday, Guy. We had two presidents at the border. You had the current president in Joe Biden. He went to Brownsville, where they're not seeing as much action as they have in the past. And then you had former President Donald Trump. He went to Eagle Pass, where it's not as bad as it was maybe a couple weeks ago, but they're still getting thousands of people through the border there at Eagle Pass. And ultimately, both guys spoke to the press. You know, Donald Trump spent most of his time talking about some of the crime coming across the border. Talked about the young lady that passed away in Georgia. I say passed away, was brutally murdered by an illegal immigrant that came across the border. Joe Biden kind of shuffled along with a couple handlers, had pre-written down questions on a note card. And then when he spoke to the press, he had a message for Donald Trump.
I understand my predecessor is in Eagle Pass today. So here's what I would say to Mr. Trump. Instead of playing politics with this issue, instead of telling members of Congress to block this legislation, join me, or I'll join you in telling the Congress to pass this bipartisan border security bill. We can do it together. You know, and I know, it's the toughest, most efficient, most effective border security bill this country has ever seen. So instead of playing politics with the issue, why don't we just get together and get it done? Let's remember who the heck we work for. We work for the American people, not the Democratic Party, the Republican Party. We work for the American people. And let's remember who we are. We're the United States of America. No, I mean this. Think about this. There's nothing, nothing beyond our capacity. Nothing when we work together. And if all things we should be working together on is this, we have the formula to get it done.
Jason, this angers me beyond words. He's saying, unless Republicans pass a new law, and by joining Democrats, then he's powerless to enforce current immigration laws at the border. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I can't do this job at the border as the president of the United States without an additional law, which begs the question of why was this whole situation so much better under President Trump, under the same laws that exist today? Why have the numbers flowing across the border dramatically multiplied, not just increased, multiplied since Biden's been in office, because he refuses to enforce existing law? And to turn around and say, oh, if I don't get a new law that I'm asking for, it'll be Republicans' fault, and that prevents me from doing my job, is a complete farce. It's ridiculous. And it breaks my heart. There's anybody in this country, Republican or Democrat, that buys that crap.
And for Joe Biden to act like, why can't we come together? We're the United States.
Yeah.
His first day in office, he did everything opposite of Donald Trump. And this is why the situation is what it is. 100%. Exactly. You don't need a bipartisan bill to enforce laws that are already in place. He doesn't want to enforce the laws. He overrode the previous things that Donald Trump did that were law. Got rid of a lot of the policies, and now you're sitting there saying you want Donald Trump to support this awful bill. And by the way, we say this all the time. There's a little game we play called What Else Is in the Bill?
Right, exactly.
The headline is Bipartisan Border Bill. This is going to give you support for the border, technology, and more Border Patrol agents. But what else is in the bill? Here is what else is in the bill.
this bill that Joe Biden wants Donald Trump and Republicans to be a part of codifies 1.8 million illegals. And it also, and this is very sneaky, this is key. In addition to the 1.8 million illegals it allows, it gives President Biden the leeway to increase that number at his discretion. So it's a free pass for at least 1.8. And oh, by the way, the president can change that like that.
So you're actually talking about bypassing current immigration law. We're going to say, oh, okay, we're going to set that aside and make these people legal when they're in the country illegally.
Right.
And that's a fix to the problem. Unbelievable.
This, quote, bipartisan border bill funds sanctuary cities, taxpayer-funded lawyers to illegal immigrants, no real deportation plan, and no immediate wall funding. When they talk about funding the border here and money for the border, they're talking about drones and cameras and technology and agents, and all of that's fine, but there's no immediate funding for barriers and walls. So why would any Republican sign off on that? And it's embarrassing that this is being viewed as a bipartisan bill because some Republicans thought this was a good bill, Guy.
Yeah, it's the old mentality of, well, we have to do something, so something's better than nothing. And because of that, they'll support a bad bill and give Biden cover for what is complete BS, which is that he actually needs any additional laws to enforce current law. We're talking about keeping illegal aliens out of this country. There's a reason that they're illegal, because current law says it's illegal. All you got to do is enforce existing law.
Bingo.
Just like Trump did.
Bingo.